Welcome back. You're listening to Hamilton at Noon. And as we do every Thursday, we want to help you plan your weekend. And this is a really big weekend coming up. Ted Flett with Tourism Hamilton is with us. And of course, Father's Day.
Absolutely. It's a big day and big weekend in general to mark the occasion. We've got lots of events on the docket.
So how can you show your father a really good time? What are some of the events this weekend?
Well, we've got a bit of action on the football field, and we have some big toys that dads seem to like. Starting off, we have FlyFest 2010, which is marked at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum, both June 19th and June 20th. Aircraft will be on display, as well as Canadian Armed Forces and several individuals representing different military areas will be there to answer questions and share their experiences.
Okay, and I understand there are still more toys.
Yeah, more in store as well. The Rockton Antique Holly Club and other hobbyists are marking the Father's Day Steam and Machine Show 2010 at Westfield Heritage Village. There will be steam traction engine rides, model machines, antique agricultural equipment, vintage cars, and much more. And in fact, just a visit to Westfield Heritage Village is certainly well worthwhile. And this is a specific event, but still allows you to tour the Pioneer Village, which takes you back in time.
A great way to spend an afternoon with your family. And you have this added bonus of what's on for Father's Day. But you're right, a terrific place to spend some time.
Yeah, kids love to explore the different buildings and houses at Westfield Heritage Village.
And makes them appreciate what they have today.
It certainly does. And the costumed interpreters are all very authentic in their behavior and their act and their language. It's a real full immersion going back in time.
Okay, so if you're not into planes, you're not into machinery and engines, there's always the Ticat game.
Absolutely. You got to be into football. And there's a preseason game where they'll be taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And that starts on June 20th at 1 p.m.
Okay. Anything else that may not be necessarily Father Day related, but will have an appeal to many of our listeners?
Sure. This weekend is Hamilton Pride Festival 2010, which celebrates the GLBT community here in Hamilton and marks the advances that community has made and also advocates for more. There's lots in store, of course, the traditional festival, but as well, there's a patio party at the Bad Dog Cafe in Lock Street and other events that that are taking place over the course of actually the full week, but really, really culminate on the weekend. And it's a nice little appetizer of sorts, I suppose, to Toronto's big Pride Festival, which is the following weekend on Canada Day weekend. So you can start to dip your toe in the water and then get ready to celebrate with the Torontonians Canada Day weekend.
Okay, so again, a lot this weekend. If we look ahead to the next weekend as we inch ever closer to Canada Day, I imagine things will really start kicking into high gear.
No doubt. Canada Day Rock the Hammer 2010 will take place at the Royal Hamilton Yacht Club. They will host this annual regatta and expect over 60 participants from across Canada and the United States. So it's a great race to take in on the shores of Hamilton Harbor.
Okay, and Secret Garden Tour, what's that all about?
Mm-hmm. So every year the Carnegie Gallery actually does a behind-the-scenes tour showcasing mostly gardens in the Dundas area. It is now almost 20 years old in length, and it shows a wide variety of gardens from small and charming to vast and more lavish and elegant.
Okay, and this past weekend we had the Grand Durand Tour, and this is where I suggested that you could go to be inspired or humiliated and embarrassed, depending on your gardening skills. Sounds like this is another one of those.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on your gardening experience to what you'll take away from it.
Okay, Family Fun Days. What's that all about?
Mm-hmm. The Art Gallery of Hamilton marks a Sunday each month. It's usually the last Sunday of the month for excellent hands-on kids' experiences and sessions that take advantage of the exhibitions that are on display at the time. So if your kids don't necessarily respond to a tour through the exhibition, the Love Family Fun Days, where they work with an educational trainer to really find out and actually get their feet wet directly, or their hands wet, I guess, more specifically with the art and their application of it.
And we have a couple of other big events happening on the 27th, Golden Horseshoe Live Steamer Days. This sounds like a great event.
That's right. A bit of a continuation of Father's Day, I suppose, for those who like the big machinery. Live Steamer Days are at the Hamilton Museum of Steaming Technology, an often overlooked museum in Hamilton, but well worthwhile to make the trip out to East Hamilton to check out this just outstanding example in architecture and the first waterworks in Canada. The event offers free locomotive or miniature locomotive steam, coal-burning steam-powered miniature trains. And they run on various Sundays throughout the month, throughout the summer. So if you don't make it to the one on June 27th, visit tourismhamilton.com and find out when the next one scheduled and be sure to make it out.
One of my favorite things to do in the summer months is to attend outdoor concerts, anything that has music, food, obviously, music as well. And we have something at Field Coat this year.
June 27th at Field Coat is featuring a live performance by Connie Caldor. She was actually born and raised in Burlington. She is a folk performer and an outstanding example of Hamilton's music scene.
Okay. Once again, so much to do this weekend, the following weekend. No excuse to be sitting in the house and not getting outside.
Absolutely. Hamilton has lots to offer. We do encourage visitors to visit tourismhamilton.com for their full festival and event calendar over the course of the summer to help schedule their time to spend it with a loved one, with family, with friends, and see more of the city.
Okay, if I don't see it at the football game, I might see in the garden or out at Warplane Heritage. Ted, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.